Start out the 4 o'clock hour here with the stock market report sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Start the week on a winning note. Dow Jones up 75 points, S&P 500 up 32 points, and the NASDAQ up 130 points. I also just got a push notification that the Marlins beat the Astros in spring training today. I know Solana pays very close attention to spring training baseball. Marlins beat the Astros today, Solana. Boom. 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 Little cat talk as well. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. I don't want to relitigate Saturday's Panthers Lightning game. I don't want to relitigate the failure of the Panthers economic recovery plan. We'll look ahead. Thursday, they're off till Thursday. That's a long layoff. I'm sure they need it. So Thursday, we're going to be out there, by the way, Thursday at the Amerant Bank Arena, Crowder and I. And we'll be joined by a cast of thousands from the Panthers, but they host Nashville, and you can listen to us leading up to the game, and then you'll be able to hear the game Thursday night on 560. By the way, Saturday, they're on the road. They're in New York. The watch party, the official Panthers watch party Saturday, will be at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, and there's going to be mascot appearances, and the Panther Patrol, and drink specials, and prizes courtesy of Funky Buddha. And you know how much we love Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And when they do these Panthers watch parties, they're always off the hook with Panthers fans and excitement. So, again, Panthers home on Thursday, but then they'll be in New York Saturday, and the official watch party is at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park.
Bro, in the tap room, so much fun. We played ping pong. We played cornhole. I played video games. All while the kitchen's right there and the damn bar's right out there. The tap room's off the chain, man.
Yeah, that place is great. I imagine it was probably pretty busy for St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
Yes.
People love to drink beer on St. Patrick's Day.
You ain't got to put no green dye in none of them beers. Just drink.
Nope.
They are delicious.
Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with our friend Alejandro Solana. I'm just looking at some of the texts, by the way, from the last segment. Somebody says, I saw Spaceman last night. Weird movie, but I watched the whole thing. Somebody says, if you think Spaceman was bad, you should watch Dream Scenario.
Oh, my goodness.
With Nicolas Cage. Now, I saw that on Netflix, and it was – is it Netflix or HBO? I can't remember.
I watched it on a flight. It is terrible.
Really? Because it looks somewhat appealing.
It's the concept is genius, but it's just like when it goes downhill, the whole movie changes. I don't want to give it away, but
– okay, don't give it away because I think I might watch it.
It's you're gonna be excited for about 30 minutes, and then when the turn happens – you're going to just be depressed. It's crazy.
Somebody else says about Spaceman, it stinks. Somebody says, I watched Spaceman, and although not perfect, it was a very enjoyable movie. Wasn't a fan of the spider, but overall it made sense. Somebody else sticks in, I watched it all, and I'm still mad at myself.
That's how I kind of felt with Dream Scenario.
Well, when you're on an airplane, it's like.
But then you finish it, and then you go back to the catalog, and I'm like, I'm looking at all these movies that I could have watched for these 2 hours, and I'm like, why the hell did I get through this one?
Yeah.
Headlines?
Sure.
Okay. They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. One other note on the Florida Panthers. I know today some Cats fans were a little scared because there were reports that Kachuk left practice after, he got tangled. He got tangled. Yeah. I guess I was going to say walked off, skated off a bit slowly, went back to the locker room. But according to Paul Maurice, he said, quote, Kachuk is going to be fine. Barkov apparently is okay as well. Sergei Bobrovsky is sick, but as Hawk mentioned, the Cats are off until Thursday.
All right.
Couple media notes. The NHL has reportedly signed on for a behind-the-scenes series that will follow 10 to 12 NHL stars during the season. Maybe
Matthew Tkachuk seems like he would be perfectly suited for that.
Yep.
And then, they got to do it. You never know about hockey players.
Yeah. No, that's a great, like, if that picks up the way that F1 took off on Netflix, or even the quarterback show on Netflix, but like, they have that golfing show on Netflix. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah. And then LeBron, and I don't know if you guys saw this, LeBron and JJ Redick did a pod, and apparently they're teaming up to have a pure conversation about basketball podcast named Mind the Game. And that's going to be
it was JJ Redick's big thing. Remember, you know, if you're going to talk about basketball, you got to talk about basketball. Can't be all these silly opinions and hypotheticals that First Take does, even though he's a weekly guest on First Take. You got to talk basketball. And so then, you know, LeBron, like, oh, well, I'm the genius of the game. So, of course, I've got to do the podcast with you. All right. We get both of you. Okay.
Let me tell you, when I start talking about cover four and cover six with man two backside and fire
right,
zones.
There's
the
someone that's interested, I'm sure. It ain't me.
I think it's a minority of sports fans that really want to know that.
I think so, too.
The pick and roll, the guy has to get to the corner. Man, nobody wants to
I would much prefer to hear Kendrick Perkins opine on whether LeBron deserves a statue at the Kaseya Center rather than J.J. Redick and LeBron James break down what to do on this particular defense when you're down six. And like, now, I do believe there are people who will enjoy that. It ain't me.
I've gone through it with some of my jobs I have, and they'll be like, hey, you want to break down this play? And I'm like, oh, yeah, because they overload the weak side so that they have to slide the protection so that they don't know if this nickel's going to come. So they're leaning the line one way while they're going to lean the secondary the other way. And I really break it down, and they'll be like, yeah, let's not get into that. And I'm like, I know, because it's boring. Like, it's boring as hell to know the lean of a defensive line compared to the secondary.
And the majority of fans can't talk that way. They're not fluent in football. Like, we think we are, right? We think we are watching the games and listening to Tony Romo tell us what the next play is.
We sound silly when, you know, like, they placate us, Crowder and Aronde and whatever, but we sound silly to them. Mm-hmm.
But I think our side is worse. But to your point, Hawk, I would much rather listen to Kendrick Perkins talk about LeBron's statue than how do you break down a 3-2 defense. I don't care.
I'd rather
I'm never
watch
coaching
Spaceman
or playing in the NBA
break down
again.
A 3-2 defense.
Watch The Martian.
This is interesting from Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. He tweeted this about 20 minutes ago. Per reports, Jim Larrañaga said today that five members of this season's team are either going to the portal or entering the draft. And he writes, basically an entirely new team awaits next year.
Yeah, I was reading something on 24/7 Sports, and I didn't get to finish it, but what they had written was at least five players are potentially leaving. You know, Jim Larrañaga had his end-of-season press conference. At least five players are potentially leaving from this year's team, head coach Jim Larrañaga announced on Monday. Larrañaga did not name the players, but confirmed AJ Casey and Christian Watson, who had previously been reported as transfer departures, as two of the five following their 15-17 season. It's not my position to tell you, Larrañaga said. It's their lives, their journey. With the aforementioned departures, with three high school signees, the Hurricanes only have two roster spots available for the next season. Larrañaga also did not specify if the five players would be transferring or entering the NBA draft. Last year, Nigel Pack and Norchad Omier entered their names in the draft, went through the process, but returned to Miami, while current players Kyshawn George and Wuga Poplar have been considered draft prospects for this year and could be entering the draft. You know, my thought on it is that Jim Larrañaga probably wouldn't be upset almost rebuilding the entire thing after this season, because I don't think that he was thrilled, not with what the talent was capable of, but with what the talent did.
That's so nice, the way you put that. They weren't good.
Well, beyond that, it's what Joe Zagacki alluded to when he was on with us a couple weeks ago, which was guys last season, like, drawing a blank on.
Omer, Jordan Miller.
Jordan Miller, and who's the other kid that he was the ACC
Wang,
player?
Isaiah
Wong.
Isaiah Wong. Yeah.
That Joe Zagacki was like, last season, those guys, even if they were dinged up, they didn't miss minutes, they didn't miss practices. And he said it wasn't the same this year. And it kind of led me to believe that, you know, Omer and Matthew Cleveland and Wuga Poplar, like, they had lost some of their direction from maybe team leaders like Isaiah Wong.
I was just going to, as you're talking, I was saying that's leadership. Mm-hmm. You lose two guys and other people's game.
And those guys are the hard workers. It's the Jimmy Butler thing with Miami, right? Like, you're not going to have, if you do have people who are, who's the guy that threw the massage gun?
Dwayne Dedmon.
Yeah. If you've got Dwayne Dedmons on your team and Jimmy Butler is the team leader, those guys aren't long for the team.
Yeah.
And I would say that may be what happened with the Hurricanes this season.
It's funny you bring it up. It's really the culture. That's the culture talk. Mm-hmm. Who sets the culture of this team? And now you saw this year from last year that Miller and Wong were setting the culture of this team.
I'm led to believe there. Yeah.
These guys are super talented. Now we know Omer can play. We know Nigel Pack can play. Nigel Pack was a dog last year.
Yep. Wuga Poplar too.
Why did that change this year, Poplar? Why did that change? Like you're saying, Joe Zagacki kind of dibbled and dabbled around it, but I can see that.
It requires someone who's around the program to really know. We weren't, so.
Yeah.
Is there such thing as building a culture in college sports anymore? I know that's the whole thing. Like, Mario Cristobal is trying to establish his culture. Even Nick Saban kind of showed us when he peeled back the layers, and I think there are a lot of hypocritical statements he made, but
all of them. Every statement he made was hypocritical.
You got a hell of a point though, Solana. So many guys in or out every year.
Yeah.
Like, even on a football team, it used to be 25 guys in each class. You come up together, the leadership, the hierarchy of that leadership is known already. And as you move up through the years, nowadays, guys are transferring like this.
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore. That notion of college sports doesn't exist anymore.
Even coaching staffs in general, maybe not the head coach, but I mean, look how many different offensive coordinators Nick Saban had. And his offensive coordinators ended up using that as a way to go get a better job. I realize that. But I mean, you have a carousel of coordinators and whatever. Your staff is constantly changing. It's not what it used to be 10, 15 years ago.
It's on both sides. And this is the argument where players used to say it. Like, you promised me that, you know, to be here and I'm going to take this scholarship and then you get more money at another university. You're going to leave me, you know, overnight. But now players can't leave back then. Now players can do the same thing that coaches do to every single college as soon as they get a higher number from a bigger university or one with more money. So now it's the wild, wild. It really is the wild, wild west in college football, college basketball. The transfer portal and these coaches don't have that attachment to players, and players don't have attachment to a coach.
By the way, not to get super deep on it, but that's changed in life in general. Used to be when you got out of college or high school, whenever you were done with your education, you'd go work for the bank and you would work your way up the ladder, or you'd go work for the clothing store and hope in a couple of years to be a manager. And a few years after that, maybe you'd be
me?
No, it's Hawk. I wasn't sure if he was trolling us or not.
There's no way he stood still this long.
Kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah, it's so. I see exactly what he was saying though. because that old school thought of just coming up through the ranks and earning your stripes, that crap is gone. In sports, I'm going to be a freshman. I'm going to learn from the seniors and juniors. Then when I become a junior, now it's my turn to play. Man, these kids don't think that. I swear to goodness, I've coached kids. They don't think that way, Solana. I'm going to a school. Am I going to start coaching? How much money can I make when I'm there? It's a crazy concept, but that's the way it is.
Hey, man, take it from me. Use me as an experience. I'm trying to do it the old-fashioned way, but this old guy won't quit. I mean, he keeps signing new deals. And then his internet goes down. I mean, what's going on?
Every time Hawk texts us, he thinks he'll tell us he's sick.
What up, fellas? Solana.
How you feeling, big man? How you feeling?
I mean, I've had LeBron or Lie segments ready to go for the past 2 years.
Hey, man, Hawk's locked in.
Yes, sir.
Hawk's the healthiest 87-year-old I've ever met in my life.
Other than his scalp, that is certainly his hair follicles are not as healthy. Hey, Hawk, I missed you so much, man, really. Was just speaking your praises.
Can you believe that? Odyssey banned me for speaking the pulled the plug on my speech. They pulled the plug. I was doing a back in my day. They pulled the plug.
We thought you were trolling us until you stayed still for 48 seconds.
Oh, I was still up because everything went black on my screen. Yeah. So I didn't see anything.
You were still up and it looked like you were just.
I pulled a little Solana there because I was like, hello? Hello?
You should have heard us. Is that me? No, that's him.
Me?
That's not me.
You? Me? Is that me? You? Anyway. Odyssey has made it very clear they don't want me to continue my speech.
World's changing, Hawk. World's changing.
The world is changing.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesmond and Dover Law Firm. Heat do play today against the 76ers. Jimmy Butler is questionable. Nico Jovic, Tyler, Kevin Love, Jay Rich, Alondis Williams, and Cole Swider are all out today. Jimmy Butler didn't play yesterday. Bam Adebayo game winner was obviously fun. Tonight will be a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. You can watch the game on two separate channels, ESPN today and Bally Sports Sun. If you're a real one, you watch E. Reed and John Crotty. I mean, not even a question.
Not even a question. Obviously. Is it ESPN?
Yes, ESPN.
Yeah. If it's TNT, I get pulled a little bit because I like watching Barkley and Kenny Smith and, you know. But ESPN has – I just – doesn't have any appeal to me to watch NBA. Yeah. Who's their pregame? Is it Michael Wilbon still?
I hope not. I
think it is.
I really don't know. I don't normally watch the pregame show on ESPN because even when the Heat aren't playing, I'm not home in time for that. So I don't
think it's
know.
Mike Wilbon, Magic Johnson, who's the guy? Bill Simmons. No, I think it's Wilbon, Stephen A. I mean, it's kind of bad for ESPN, right?
Because
we all like the NBA. I literally can't stomach their pregame and halftime stuff. And TNT's, I love.
Amazing. Where is Doris Burke?
She's ESPN and ABC, but she's not part of the pregame. Like she's a broadcaster.
I love her calling a game. I really do. She's great at calling games.
I believe it's Doris Burke tonight with Mark Jones, who happens to be very good. Mark Jones is and
local guy,
South Florida guy as well.
Yeah,
because Doris, she says this little sly little one liners that are so cool. Like to hear her say that, she'd be like, a guy gets a steal, she'd be like, oh, got to be more careful. She'll say little slick stuff, and I just laugh at it all the time.
How about Hubie Brown? Hubie Brown, I believe, turned 90 this weekend.
The GOAT.
He is great, man.
Better find a replacement.
He is great.
He is good.
I think he's still doing radio, right? He still does ESPN radio.
He does television.
He? No, Hubie's not doing TV.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Sure he does. I watched him this weekend.
Hubie Brown's doing TV?
Yeah. He's
Hubie Brown's done TV for the last 50 years.
I thought he had just switched to ESPN radio now. He was only doing their ESPN radio calls.
No.
Wow.
No, sir.
Hmm.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. It is hot once again, Miami. That is your weather.
It's supposed to get cold this week. You know that? A cold front's coming in.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, 60?
No, 50s.
I don't like that. Yeah. It was chilly. It was chilly in California. I ain't like that either. Yeah, man. It's just the breeze coming off the ocean. Though,
this weekend, it was like 90. I'm not ready for that yet. So, let's ease our way into this all. What happened this weekend? 90 degrees out. I mean, what happened?
I didn't move down here for 50. I don't pay these taxes for 50 either. Huh?
Jimmy says, NBA countdown on ESPN is Malika Andrews, Stephen A. Smith, Michael Wilbon, Bob Myers, Adrian Wojnarowski, Kendrick Perkins, Richard Jefferson, and Shanae, I don't know how to pronounce. Ogumake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the studio show? That's, because I have like seen Woj on there. Stephen A's not part of it at all.
Yeah, he's there. You said Stephen A.
He's there.
Oh, Stephen A.
Yeah, Malika A runs it. I've seen that one. Yeah, and they rotate out the other five or six. Yeah.
I love Richard Jefferson, man.
He's funny.
He plays into the character of himself. Really?
Yeah,
important.
And he like has his chest out, and then he just doesn't care. Yeah. he gets you after a while. It's a learned love.
No, nobody's happier when the Heat are in the playoffs because RJ can wear his guayabera and just button up the very bottom button
down to the navel. Yeah.
Put your belly button away, Rich.
Give you an official 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I saw Tua at the Pro Bowl. He might be related to Alicia Keys.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I'm going to give you 15 minutes of Heat officially here, sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. There is a legendary Heat player celebrating his 33rd birthday today. Solomon Hill, everybody. What's so funny?
Lifer.
He was here for like a season and a half.
I think he had a return appearance, didn't he? Was he here and then gone and then back, or he was just here?
He was here. Eastern Conference champion. Solomon Hill to you, by the way.
All right. And where is he now?
He's living, you know. He's living.
Just doing his thing.
Just vibing.
Crossing guard.
No, don't do that to Solo. Don't do that to Solo.
Don't do that to Solo.
Let's see. Where's Solomon Hill now?
Come on, kids. Hurry up.
Solomon Hill is not on a team currently.
We have Solomon Hill mic'd up. Come on, kids. Hurry up.
Come on. I'll stay in the turning lane. You're okay.
That is your 15 minutes of Heat. No. You know what the line is for tonight's game?
Ooh.
They're in Philly. But it's the second night of a back-to-back for the Heat.
It's not that good. Philly's...
Right. It's Sixers minus two. That's a little bit of a confusing line for me because the Sixers aren't very good. But I guess it's because the Heat are on the second night of a back-to-back. That's my guess.
And Jimmy Butler's questionable.
But he's got odds. Like, he's got player props, so they're assuming he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, the hope is that he plays, but he's questionable. And truthfully, you remember last game he played, which was Friday against Detroit, only finished with 14 points, I believe, didn't take too many shots. And prior to that, the game against Denver, he just didn't look right. He didn't look like playoff Jimmy. So maybe they're factoring that in to the equation as well. Miami missing Tyler Hero, Kevin Love, and Nikola Jokic. Three of their four regular starters, not including Kevin Love, might be out tonight if Jimmy doesn't suit up. And Philly's at home, an important game.
And Philly got they have some players now, even without Embiid there.
Such a different team without Embiid.
They've lost five of their last seven. And without Embiid, they're well below 500. This was a three seed for most of the first half of the season. Embiid goes down, and now they're teetering in the play-in tournament. They're the eight seed right now, tied with Miami.
Yeah, just looking. Tyrese Maxey dropped 30 last game.
He's their best player.
Oubre dropped 22 last game.
Yeah.
Then Kyle Lowry had his stat line normal to the Heat, 5-6-5.
I need a winner in a big way. I am on some kind of cold streak when it comes to gambling. I got to see the last bet that I've won. Holy mackerel. Loss. I've lost eight or nine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've lost eight bets in a row. Now, part of the problem is the Panthers go down one, I live bet them. Panthers go down two, I live bet them again. Panthers go down three, I live bet them again. So that's part of the problem. But I've lost eight bets in a row. The last bet that I won was Heat Nuggets, Aaron Gordon, over 13.5 points. That's the last bet I've won. So I need some desperate help here. And I don't know if it's coming from you or Solana, but I am on a cold streak.
It's funny. My last win was Pistons plus 11 on March 5th against the Heat. And I have 13
days ago, yeah.
I have seven losses in a row. My last was Pistons plus 11.
My last win was FAU Miami Hurricanes baseball under 13.5 runs.
A ridiculous wager to have won. So yeah, give me something here. I need to, you know, I get cutesy with the parlays, and I was so close to hitting that parlay yesterday. I mean, that one was as close as it gets. Duncan, over 3.5 threes made. That was easy. Jaime Jaquez Jr., over a half a three made. He hit one in the fourth quarter. This Simone Fontecchio, 1 3-point shot away. That was a plus 375 parlay.
Oh. I told you earlier.
Hawk, right now, Buddy Hield is at his over-under set at 11.5. Obviously, I hope this doesn't happen, but Buddy Hield torches the Miami Heat. Knocks threes down as good as anybody in the league. And it's minus 115 to take the over, so your odds aren't great. Maybe you can check the alternate line. But dude loves to torch the Heat, whether he's with the Sixers or back when he played with the Kings.
Because I would love
Pacers.
To bet a Kyle Lowry under, which I had won on earlier in the season when I think it was Sixers-Dallas. But 7.5. See, they've lowered that because he was always 9.5, 10.5.
Yeah.
Vegas has caught on to Kyle Lowry's stat line. 7.5 is low. And you imagine he wants to do something against the Heat.
Yeah, so how do you guys you feel about this? You think a revenge game for Kyle Lowry?
I mean, I don't know if scoring 8 points is a revenge game, but you know what I mean? Like, the bar for revenge game is only 8 points. So,
what you got, Kyle? I dropped 9 on him, baby.
Right? Like, he hits 9, he goes flying over.
I dropped 9 on him.
I think I like the Kyle Lowry over tonight, Solana.
I ride with that.
Stop it! Mr. Production. I mean, what are we, in award season here? What's going on with Solana today?
Putting together the Marconi tape, baby.
Lowry over and Heald over? You want to do a parlay, or you just let's get a dub under our belt here?
You guys like Lowry over 7.5?
I do, because I you do. Said revenge game. And again, I don't think there's any revenge in scoring 8 points, but I think that's as much of a revenge game as he can give you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to dare him to shoot.
Not seeming very confident. Everybody gets quiet. What are we going to do? That's parlay.
7.5. I mean, that's a low total.
I got it locked in. -115.
He starts, right?
Yeah, he does. Uh-oh. Or he has been starting, yes.
Yeah.
I got it in.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel tweets out, by the way, the Heat, Bam Adebayo, and Duncan Robinson were nominees for NBA East Player of the Week that went to Jalen Brunson. But for a second there, that was kind of exciting. Duncan Robinson. Did you watch him yesterday, Crowder? Duncan Robinson had a game. When that dude is on, man, dude is on, it's scary.
That's why he got $90 million, because he is scary when he's on. That Joker can pull up quick and hit him one, hit him 3 3-3s in a row. But when he's off, whew. Sad look.
Triple doubles tonight. You want to get the odds for a Jimmy Butler triple double tonight?
No. Well,
Crowder,
he's sick and he's sick.
He's not sick, he's hurt. And before you say no, Jimmy hasn't played against the Sixers this season. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget, he forced his way to Miami to leave Philly because they gave Tobias Harris more money than they wanted to give him. And Tobias Harris, who is questionable today, so maybe he doesn't play, is still on the Sixers. I'm just throwing it out there because his over-under set at 21.5. This feels like a must-win for Miami. It's not, but it feels like it is.
Well, a triple-double for Jimmy Butler is +10,000 tonight.
Mm-hmm. Go put your money on there.
Put it in.
How about a Jimmy double-double, Solana? +450.
Hawk, I'd stay away from everything Jimmy Butler.
Let's not forget that he forced his way out of Philadelphia. Let's not forget.
I mean, I've got the guts.
Double-double at +450?
I'm not confident in it.
I've got the guts.
Add the rebounds and assists together as one leg of the double.
You can bet that, by the way. You can bet points, rebounds, and assists all together.
So you can bet. I've seen points and assists and rebounds and assists, but I've never seen all three together.
Yeah, points, assists, and rebounds all together. You go to player
all
props.
All three?
Yeah. So Bam Adebayo right now over points, assists, rebounds is at 34.5. Rebounds.
So Jimmy's at 33.5. Points, assists, and rebounds. 33.5. So he's going to put up 14 points conservatively, right?
Mm-hmm.
5 assists. Now you're at 19. I mean, guy can put up 14, 15 rebounds, right?
Get out of here.
Jalen Duren couldn't.
No, man.
Well, but how come you guys are overlooking Bam? Not a single one of you has even mentioned Bam Adebayo. And yesterday, the dude dominated. Last two games against Detroit, he's been an absolute machine. And I get it. It's Detroit. Fine. Say what you want to say about Detroit. But what, you're afraid of Mo Bamba or Paul Reed in the front court for Philadelphia?
I mean, true or false, Bam last night was so good that Max Kellerman, who always has maintained that if aliens came down to Earth, he would put Andre Iguodala out there for the final shot. True or false, last night, Max Kellerman changed his mind.
Open shot. Fate of the universe on the line, or the Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth. You better hit it. I want Bam Adebayo!
Wow.
Rose has it. Out to Bam for three, for the win, it's ball game. Bam Adebayo, for the first time in his career, three consecutive made threes, and it's a game winner. Two words for you, baby. Hot. Bam.
All the Bam overs.
I just took Bam combined points, assists, rebounds, 34 and a half. I just bet it.
Andre Iguodala. All right, there's your 15 minutes of heat. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is just around the corner.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Fine ass Kyle.
He's got that walk.
Hawk and Crowder.